Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting seventh. The DH, Ricardo Ingram. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Trombley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Zane Smith. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munoz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Munoz. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Laos hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tinsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Tinsley moves to third. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alicia hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Tinsley scores. McFarlane moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munoz juggles the ball. That's an error on Munoz. McFarlane scores. Alicia moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. There goes Alicia. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes O'Leary. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ricardo Ingram is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ingram hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring juggles the ball. That's an error on Nehring. Ingram moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tinsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Munoz is 0-1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova is 0-1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Leoz is 0-1 in the game. Leoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Ricardo Ingram is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ingram is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ingram hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. O'Leary moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. O'Leary moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 0-2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Greenwell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munoz juggles the ball. That's an error on Munoz. Valentin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nehring is 0-2 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walbeck is 0-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Becker is 0-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch is 0-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Becker moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Becker scores. Knobloch scores. Mears moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tinsley hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Tinsley reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFarland is hit by the pitch. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia bunts towards first. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Tinsley moves to third. McFarland moves to second. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova throws the ball into Knobloch, who tags Canseco, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Nehring, and into shallow left field. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. One out. Joe Hudson now pitching. Ricardo Ingram is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ingram is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ingram hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Cordova scores. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munoz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tinsley for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Hazelman now catching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Shellstrom now pitching. Chip Hale now playing second base. Dan Maestler now playing first base. Pedro Munoz now playing right field. Matt Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maestler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Maestler reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhowiak pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Starhowiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maestler scores. It's 11-5. Red Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Starhowiak moves to second. Ricardo Ingram is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ingram is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ingram hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak now playing first base. Dan Maestler now playing right field. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nehring is 0-for-4 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tinsley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nehring moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nehring scores. Tinsley moves to second. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alicia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tinsley scores. Hazelman moves to second. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Leary hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hale takes first base on ball four. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mears is hit by the pitch. Hale moves to second. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maestler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maestler hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.